Well, good morning. How many of you have ever been to a high school football game? Anybody? Some of you might not have been. If you go to most small towns, even larger cities, on a Friday night around 6 or 7 o'clock, there will be a game. And if you were to get into a Back to the Future car that could travel through time, and you headed back 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or 40 or 50, for the most part, a lot of the things that will happen at that game would look exactly the same. You would walk up, and if you were to buy tickets, you'd be buying them usually from a student that's being supervised from someone who teaches his history. You know, the art teacher would be manning or, you know, doing the work in the concession stand. You'd see the band kids with their uniforms carrying their instruments. The cheerleaders would be coming in. If they have a flag team, the flag girls will be coming in with their flags. And there's all kinds of things that happen. You have the referees and maybe some people from the opposing team whom nobody ever talks to, because that would be, you know, you just can't do that, you know. And then there's a rhythm to the night. Announcements that no one can understand. Announcements you can't understand. And then introductions, usually the national anthem. You would stand and sing the national anthem or have it played. Then usually some fight songs, a school song, and the game begins and you go through a normal rhythm. And you also know if something isn't done quite right. And you might sort of raise certain expectations. I was a trumpet player, and I remember once being asked to play at a different game, to play the national anthem, and it was just going to be me. And I grew up at a time when you purchased jeans that were torn. Do you remember that time in society? When you would pay for jeans that were torn up. My mom always had a really hard time with that. And so I was wearing these torn up jeans, and I was 15, and I knew respect, I'd been a scout, I knew all that, but I still showed up to play the national anthem, and a coach just couldn't have that. I was breaking a rule. So he took me on to the girls' locker room, made me put on sweats and come back out so I looked better. And he was right to do that, by the way. As an adult, I say he was absolutely right to ask me to do that. I was representing my school and community and all that stuff. But my 15-year-old self at the time really thought he was an idiot, you know, and couldn't understand. We kind of have these expectations and the way things are supposed to be done. Anybody ever read the restaurant health reports that come out occasionally? You know what I'm talking about, where you can find out that your favorite restaurant had 15 health code violations in the last inspection? We don't think about it, but we have dietary rules in our society. There's certain ways you have to store food, certain ways that the kitchen has to be organized, lids have to be on trash cans, a certain distance from where the food's prepared, all these different things that happen. Probably if you go to work, or even if you live in your neighborhood, have a neighborhood association, there might be understanding of how your yard is kept, or there might be certain expectations in your work environment on how you do things, or what you say, or how you dress. We kind of get that. We get expectations, we get rules, we get understandings. I think sometimes when we hear a scripture like we have for today in the gospel, when Jesus heals a woman on the Sabbath, we don't always grasp how much the rules and laws of the day really impacted everything you did. It's a different society and it's a different way of understanding. And to keep the Sabbath in the Jewish culture was not only a good idea to have a day off, but it was prescribed in Holy Scripture and it was the law of the land. And there was a way to keep Sabbath, and there was only one right way. Now, some of us traveled to the Holy Land a couple of years ago, and one of the things we did was to go to the Temple Mount, which is, you know it as the Golden Dome. And there's a wall where the Jewish community continues to worship. It's said to be a wall that's left from the original temple. And so if you go there on a Friday night, as sundown approaches, there's lots of things happening. It's a time of worship and prayer, and people gather to begin their Sabbath. And one of the things you do is to go to temple, or to go to a place of prayer and to pray, which is similar to what is happening in the scripture today. And so we were there, and we were doing what tourists do, right? We were taking pictures with our cell phones. You know, you ever do that? Come on. We're taking pictures. We're taking pictures, we're walking around, we're observing this holy place, and we think it's neat that people are praying. How would that feel to you if people started walking around the church right now and started taking pictures of you, you know? This is really interesting. Look what Bruce is doing. Well, the acolyte's holding the candle. So we're doing this, we're walking around, and as the sun was getting to set, the police came and said, you need to put your cell phones away and turn them off. We said, oh, we just got a few more pictures. It's like, no, you need to put your cell phones away and they need to be turned off now. Or I'll have to ask you to leave or I'll confiscate your cell phone. Anybody ever try to take a cell phone away from their teenager? You ever drop yours in the water or something? And so this was just a little glimpse of part of the rules. And so you're to do no work. And you think, how is having a cell phone work? Well, having a cell phone is no different than having a fire. And it's one of the rules of the Sabbath is you're not to make fire. Now, if you already have a fire going, that's okay. But you can't tend to it because that's working and you can't start it. So if you turn your cell phone on, it has a light, right? So there's electricity. And in the Jewish understanding of the day, they have interpreted that is making fire. And so you would be violating the Sabbath laws if you use your cell phone on the Sabbath. It's not our way of thinking. It's not really how we understand things. And in Jesus' time, the people who were hearing him talk and hearing and seeing this event that was happening where this woman came forward on the Sabbath at temple knew those rules. You were not to work. And they had been interpreted to mean really the only thing you could do was to give life-sustaining things to your livestock and to yourself. You could eat. You could drink water. You were supposed to plan ahead and draw it beforehand. And you could give water to your livestock because they're everything for your well-being. And so this is the context that we're in, and this woman comes in, and she is decrepit, bent over. You know, you've probably known somebody in your life that really is like in that sort of shape where she couldn't, it's not that she was bending over because she wanted to, it's because she was forced to. She's in pain. This is before Advil. She's in pain. She's suffering. And Jesus sees her, and she comes, and she seeks healing. I want to get into her head because, you know, I'm guessing she tried to get to Jesus earlier. You know, she probably tried to find him on the 6 days that it was acceptable to be healed. She probably tried to get to the crowd, but maybe she wasn't fast enough. Or maybe she couldn't move very quickly, or maybe she couldn't keep up with the crowd. And there she is, and she seeks healing from Jesus, and Jesus gives that to her. And when the temple leader says, this is an abomination, this is wrong, you cannot heal on the Sabbath. You have 6 other days. It's not an unreasonable position, really. You have 6 other days you could have done this. 6 other days, 6 other whole days, but not today because it is the holy Sabbath. This leader is not being cruel. This leader is following the rules. And Jesus says, no. You've got it wrong. We're going to give life to her. We're going to give God's love to her. We're going to give God's healing. And it's right to do it on the Sabbath. It is not work. And they see that they're wrong. Can you imagine in your own life times when you've sought healing and the rules have gotten in the way? Times when you've sought that restoration. Sometimes in Scripture, healing is also a metaphor for all kinds of other ways that we're healed. When we've been prevented by the rules or expectations around us from seeking that. Oh, you can't do that. That's not right. You can't do it right now. That's not the right way to do it. I can think of all kinds of things in our society when we have things that are legal or the law, but they might not be the righteous, the right thing to do. I've known people who've gotten sober in their life, lots of them. And one of the biggest challenges for someone who gets sober, whether it's from alcohol or drugs or any other addiction, is when they re-enter their family, when they re-enter into the people that knew them before. Often, it's one of the hardest things because whether people mean it or not, they sort of need them to be the drunk. They need them to be the person on drugs. They don't know, well, what are you doing? Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm glad you did this, but we'll see how you do. Or they might even do things that they shouldn't do, like, you know, well, I'm glad you got sober. Do you want a drink? And not even think what we're doing. Or, oh, we're all going out to the bar tonight. You'll be fine. You can just have water. There's all kinds of things that can happen. And sometimes we don't think about it, but we put expectations around people. And it's hard to break free to find that healing. What about illegal immigrants in our society? I always find it interesting that we dehumanize them. Illegal immigrants, not people, persons. And we need order and we need law in our societies, but what if someone is seeking healing, seeking escape from poverty, seeking all kinds of things like that? Where's the justice? Where do we imply things? How do we offer healing in those moments? I can think of other times